little bit of a Jingle Bell theme this morning. We get into a winter wonderland, and that's what the Wesleyan Winter Wonderland. Here to talk about that this morning, we got with us Melissa Knapp from Wesleyan Meadows. Hello, Melissa. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Move up to the microphone.
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
And Tracy Murphy is joining us from Wesleyan Village. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Or
how
Wesleyan
are you?
Meadows. Good. We appreciate you stopping in this morning to talk a little bit about what's happening, kind of a way for people to kind of experience what's happening at the at Wesleyan. Let's talk about this event coming up on December 7th. You have this Winter Wonderland. What's the idea behind it, and how did you plan all of this?
Well, we just wanted to celebrate winter, and especially just let people in our neighborhood know about our community. We have 24 patio homes in the back of our community that we're going to be decorating with luminaries and lights. We're going to be having a horse-drawn carriage ride through that community, as well as Santa and hot chocolate and entertainment. So it'll just be a great way to come out and learn about our community and enjoy Christmas or a little bit of Christmas early.
Who gets to do all that decorating?
That's me and my great team.
Well, you'll be busy today, right?
I wore my tennies to work today.
Absolutely, putting on there too. And Tracy, talk a little bit about what things you have people that will be able to come out and see different places to visit for that.
Yeah, so over at Wesleyan Meadows, we're in Sheffield Village. It's a 55 and older ranch home community. We like to say we're the best kept secret in Lorain County because we're tucked away behind the VA Medical Center and all the little office buildings there on Abbey Road. And this Friday, during Black Friday, we will have two of our show homes open for people to take a tour and see what our community looks like. So from 10 until 4, you can stop by, stop in our community center, grab a cup of hot chocolate or coffee, and then head out and take a look at a couple of our homes.
When you kind of show them, what are the amenities there? What are the things that they're seeing? To kind of maybe describe a little bit of the options that they have there.
Sure. At Wesleyan Meadows, we have 107 ranch homes that surround three ponds. Two of them you can fish in, which is great for the fishermen or maybe your grandkids. And then we also have a well-appointed community center. There are several activities that the residents can engage in, whether it be billiards, exercise classes, working out. We have a cornhole team, ping pong, trivia, and a woodworking shop. So if you're looking for something to do, it's a great place to stop in and see what's going on.
You mentioned two units that'll be open for tours.
Yes.
Are the layouts any different or are they similar?
They're very different. So the two homes that'll be open are two separate floor plans, but we actually have 12 different floor plans available on our campus. So if there's something that a certain layout that you're looking for, something with an extra office or a sunroom, we're sure to have it for you.
Now, of course, places like this also have to do with the people, the neighbors, the people around there as well. How do you kind of sort of, I guess, maybe sort of show off that part of the community as well?
The residents at Wesleyan Meadows, and I'll let Melissa talk about the village, the residents at the Meadows are very active. They love engaging with people who are coming onto the campus. We almost say like it's a little bit of Mayberry. So people tend to drive onto the campus to check us out before they schedule an appointment to learn more. And if somebody's walking, they wave, they'll stop, they'll say hello, they're walking their dogs. It's a very friendly and welcoming environment.
And I would say the same thing at the village. The one thing about the village is we are a full continuum of care. So we start from independent patio homes into independent apartments. We also have assisted living memory care, long-term care, and skilled nursing. So we have that full continuum of care, everything under one roof. And again, the people there are amazing. I always say you are not just moving in into an apartment, but you're joining our Wesleyan family.
And then you can kind of get to see the life that's breathed into the structures that you have there.
Correct.
As well.
Talk. Correct.
Again, coming up on December 7th, 4:30 to 6:30, you've got this Winter Wonderland. Take us through, again, what are some of the things that people will be able to partake in.
So we will be doing horse-drawn carriage rides through the patio home community. We are going to have Santa there. We're going to have probably face painting. We've got entertainment, hot chocolate, desserts. So, again, a great way to just come out, view our community, and just do something great in the neighborhood.
Yeah, it's not get a chance to see it. Sometimes people will drive by some of these areas and not be able to go in or not sure about it. Talk a little bit about maybe about somebody who might be interested in doing that, or family as well, getting involved and moving into a facility, places like this. A little bit about the process of doing that sort of thing.
Good. It usually starts with a phone call. And again, you can call the village and talk to myself, Melissa Knapp, or Tracy at the Meadows. It starts with a phone call. We do a little discovery, really dig deep into what your needs are as a family, whether it's for your parent, an aunt, an uncle. And then at that point, you come in, you view the community. I would love to have, I usually like to have you guys come in, have a meal with us to really see what it's like to meet some of the people, walk the hallways, and really see if it's a good fit for you and your family.
That's very similar for your area then as well, Tracy?
It is. So our process is a little bit different because it's usually the senior who's looking to move in, not so much the family, because it is an active adult community and they're making the choice themselves. But certainly it starts with a phone call and then we set up a time to come and visit. We even have a guest house on our campus. So if somebody would like to come and spend a night or two in the guest house, complimentary, to get a feel for the community and participate in the activities, we have that available as well.
Again, but you have a special open house again coming up, right?
Yes, so we'll be open on Black Friday at Wesleyan Meadows from 10 until 4. You can stop into the community center and check in with me, and I'll give you a map of where the show homes are, and you can take a peek for yourself.
Now, if people are looking to find out some more information, where's a good place to get some of that? Do they just can go online somewhere to look up things as far as the different locations and so forth?
Yes, you can go to villageliving.org and you'll see information for both Wesleyan Village and Wesleyan Meadows. We have floor plans listed on there, a couple of videos so you can get a sneak peek of what we look like, and we'd love to have you come out and visit us.
Sounds great. Again, Tracy Murphy from Wesleyan Meadows joining us, Melissa Knapp from Wesleyan Village. Again, the Wesleyan Village having their Winter Wonderland coming up on December 7th from 4:30 to 6:30. Ladies, thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate it.
Great
have a happy
to be
Thanksgiving.
Here.
Thanks
Thank
for your
you.
time.